Hey guys, and welcome to the Chatterbox. In case you've forgotten the sound of our voices, I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Oh, I had to clear something up because everyone keeps talking about this siren thing they're hearing in the background. And that's actually my fault. It's my smoke detector dying.
Oh my God. No,
And
it's
my
going along
ceiling.
with the Vampire Diaries. You have a siren.
Okay, I have a siren, but also my ceilings are super high, so I have to go find a big ass ladder to like go
Put some
take it
batteries
down.
in.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, there you go. That answers the question.
You're welcome. Deal with Okay, so we're catching up on the Vampire Diaries, and a lot has happened since the last time we got on the line.
Yes.
Tyler has been killed by Damon. Damon's humanity switch is off. Enzo's humanity switch was off, and then he turned it back on, and we'll get into that because that plays as one of my favorite moments of the last few episodes. We know that Celine is the other siren.
Yes. Ugh.
Yes, and it's going down. So, yeah, some stuff happened.
Some stuff definitely did happen. It's been crazy. It's been crazy, but not like the most recent seasons of the Vampire Diaries. Like this to me is kind of like old school crazy for Vampire Diaries.
It seems pretty tame
For now.
for me. Yeah, for now. And like I know we just got a better explanation of what hell is, and it's interesting because it's not like the hell you think of like biblically. It's just this other place that souls go where this dude kind of collects them after the sirens kill them.
Morbid.
I think that's my understanding. And it's weird. Like, who is this freaky guy eating souls? And oh my God, at the sirens being cannibals.
Right? That was dark. That went to a really dark place.
That took a twist. That was a twist. Yeah. So, how do you feel about Celine sort of playing the victim and saying, I didn't know about eating these people and I didn't mean to be bad, but I kind of got roped into this?
Wait, you mean Sybil?
Yeah, sorry, Sybil, not Celine.
Celine is the
Sybil.
lunatic.
Celine, yeah, Celine's crazy, but yeah, Sybil. How do you feel about her saying that?
I don't believe her. I think the story that she's telling is interesting because it kind of parallels Stefan and Damon and their relationship. But I don't know. I just don't trust her. I don't trust anything that comes out of her mouth because to me, if she knows that her sister has this evil whatever that she doesn't really approve of, then why is she doing what she's doing? You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand. Like she's essentially saying she's a victim in all of this, except for the fact that she mind controlled Damon and Stefan, or Damon and Enzo to go murder all these people and feed them to the souls. And she seems to be enjoying it. It's not just she's doing this reluctantly, she
Exactly.
likes it. So I can't really take her word like that. I think they're her and Celine are more alike than she likes to let on.
Exactly. I agree. I agree. I don't like them because I think they're evil bitches, but I like the girls that are playing those characters.
Really?
Yeah, I
I
don't.
don't.
You don't?
Wait, no, that's not true. I have no feelings about the actors. I just hate the sirens so much that I don't want anything to do with them.
I mean, I don't like what they're doing, and I think they're kind of annoying because it's like, how do you stop them? You don't really know what they are. So it's kind of
Yeah,
annoying in that
you have to use
way.
that fork.
Yeah,
You have
but
to
to
use the
do
fork
what?
thing
Just bang
to
it?
You bang it and then it screws up their system for a second, so you have to keep banging
Oh
it.
my God. I don't know. That thing is gonna play a part though. It has to be more important than just banging it and like making them weak. It has to do something else. You know
What if it's a Triton, like
what
Ariel's dad, the thing that Ariel's dad carries, and you
mean?
can like a
That's what
lightning
I
bolt?
thought of when I saw it. I was like, oh my God,
Do, 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 do. I'm waiting for Ariel to pop up.
Little Mermaid. Oh my God.
Under the sea.
No, there are no
Right, I'm
singing
waiting for that
crabs.
song.
No
Yes,
singing
yes.
crabs. Enzo is the
Ew.
singing crab.
No, he's not a crab. He's a beautiful, beautiful, handsome, wonderful, amazing man.
Oh my God. And that is a stretch because we at some point were like, oh my God, Enzo, like, I don't even care if he stays on the show. And now he's like our
Yeah.
favorite person.
I know, like go back to the earlier podcast and I was calling for him to get killed off.
You
He
definitely
was my
were.
Matt. He used to be my Matt, and then I was like, I changed my mind, you know, this whole Bonnie thing was great, especially this last episode with Bonnie trying to break his compulsion, nearly killing herself in the process.
Yes,
It was
that.
stupid. It was crazy, but it was
Yes, it was. And I'm so glad that you said that that was one of your favorite moments because that was mine too.
It was so romantic. It's like, well, at first I was thinking, oh gosh, one of them really is going to die.
I know.
Like, there's no way we can get a happy ending. Somebody's going to die.
Yep. And then when she threw the candle, I was like, no, you dummy. I'm like, he can't get out. And you can't get in there to put the candle out. Dum dum.
But it worked.
It did
She
work.
did it. And then
Cause
he
that's because
dragged her out
Bonnie is
there.
awesome.
Bonnie is amazing. Oh, geez. They're too much. They're so cute.
I know. I love them. It's so crazy to me that every episode we get like this because when they first showed them together and we were like, no, what is that? Like, don't just throw that at us. But they have such great chemistry.
They really do. They're so great to watch together. And I'm a shipper. I'm a shipper.
You know what I think it is? Bonnie, like, okay, she doesn't have her witchy powers right now, but she's still strong, which is not typical because like Elena in the beginning was, oh my God, she like couldn't do anything. That's why everybody liked Catherine. So it's like
You
I
mean
think with
Katharina. As
Catherine.
Elijah likes to call her, Katharina.
But Bonnie is strong and she's not like relying on Enzo for everything, even though he's a vampire and almost indestructible. So it's like I like that she's not just relying on him to do everything and like she can actually think for herself and doesn't need
Yeah.
something to back her up, I guess.
Yeah, she's great, and she's always been that way, and I love that she's finally getting props for it. So that's why I'm happy. That's what makes me happy about this season. But there's still I don't know. I still feel like there's something missing from this season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm interested, but I'm still not at that, oh my gosh, this is the greatest send-off ever moment. And I think it's because I don't know what the sirens want. There's no clear objective and there's no way and we don't know how to stop them. So we're kind of like stuck in the middle trying to trudge through.
Yeah, I agree. Like, there are moments here and there in each episode so far that I'm like, I'm enjoying it, but I'm not like, oh, Like, I remember in the beginning when I first started watching The Vampire Diaries, I was binge watching it because I didn't start it from when it first was airing. But I was like, I had to keep watching. Like, it just left on such cliffhangers that I was like, oh my God, I have to watch the next one. Oh my God, I have to watch the next one. This, the most recent seasons, I'm not really like that.
And
But
it's because, well, you know what I think it is,
what?
especially this season, it's that it's they don't have a focus. And I've said this about the seasons before this too, is that yes, we have the sirens and it's very vague. They're very vague. We don't know what they want or what they're going to do or how to stop them. But then we're also relying on the storyline of save Damon once again,
Yeah.
save Damon from his inhumanity after he killed someone close to the gang. Like, how many times are we going to try to save Damon? How many times is Stefan gonna mope and say, "I keep my brother cannot be saved, and I'm done with him," but then get strung along in the last minute to go save his brother?
Yeah, I agree. I'm wondering though if they're gonna try to get Stefan to revisit his little Ripper stage because I don't know if you took that from what Sybil was doing to him. Like when she was telling the story about her and her sister when they were younger and how she would lure the sailors there and blah 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 blah. And then she said, "Which sister are you? Like the good one, the innocent one, or the monster?" And he said, "I'm both."
Oh yeah.
So it's like I don't know if they're gonna go back to that Ripper Stefan, which I know you like.
Which I do. That's one thing I can say. Like, if we revisit Ripper, that's cool because, Stefan's a lot of fun when
Then
he's a
it's
Ripper.
save Stefan, and then it flips.
But we can't. Yeah, it's just, I'm just, can we just have the gang collectively trying to stop this evil force? Can we just have that?
For real. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I was watching the last episode because that's the one that Damon went to go see the guy that we find out is Matt's dad. And then he gives Matt his blood and I was like, "Oh shit. He's just probably happy now." Oh
Oh,
God.
Matt, how have you managed to stay human this entire series run?
Seriously,
Both human and alive.
Tyler went away, came back for like 2 minutes, and got killed. Which I'm not happy about, by the way.
It happens.
I was still
And David.
in the latest episode, I was still kind of like, no, he's not dead. Something he's I don't know, he's under some kind of a spell or something.
No,
Because
but
I feel like they kind of cheaped him.
they did. They screwed him over, but maybe he wasn't available for more time. I don't know.
He was
I
like,
don't
"All right, just show Damon biting me, and then that's it."
His funeral was cute, though. Well, not the real one, but like the
The one
amusement
about,
park one.
yeah, that was cute.
That
Yeah,
was
because
cute.
they were actually like in the bumper cars having fun and stuff.
That was nice to see because we don't get to see that.
No, we don't.
But still, yes.
And Georgie, that girl's annoying me, but I don't know what she was playing. Like,
Who's Georgie?
exactly. It's Rick's intern, the one that went
Oh, the
and
one that
knocked
got
Stefan
killed?
out. Yeah,
Well, obviously she doesn't matter. She's dead.
I know. But I was like, but what point was there to her? Because I thought that she was going to be able to help them. But why does she have that tattoo on her?
Maybe she was like a plot device. I feel like she was there to like fake us out and make us believe that she was the other siren, because for a second I thought she was the
I
other
did
siren.
too.
Yeah, so that was probably her purpose, was just to fake out.
Yeah, because when she showed up and knocked Stefan out and Sybil said, "I underestimated my sister," or whatever, I was like, "Oh shit." But then we got punked.
So yeah, the only, yeah, her purpose was to fake us out and also kind of explain hell.
The whole hell thing.
Basically it. Yeah, I'm not thinking too much about her because she's dead and
Yeah,
I
she
feel
was
like her
annoying,
body was.
so I lost no time over that.
Yeah. But it's interesting, okay, to see what Celine's doing with the twins.
Yeah.
Because they're performing some kind of ritual, and I'm pretty sure they fed her body to that weird dude,
Yeah, that's what
the
they were
ginger
doing.
pal.
Cade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing is weird, especially when Matt told Caroline that who Celine was, that she was the other siren, and they go home and find that drawing.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like they weren't even drawing Caroline and Rick, like they were drawing Celine and the devil. That's weird.
Yeah, obviously she's trying to manipulate the girls and bring them to her side and but yeah. I don't know what's gonna happen with the two of them, but it's the annoying I don't know where I'm not really that invested. I just want this to get over with.
Like, I just want to know where you're going with this.
Yes, because it doesn't seem that interesting to me. Neither does this concept of hell really.
Yeah, I'm not all that interested in that.
I don't like that direction.
No.
But I'm gonna go with it because that's the only way we can go. And
Unless.
we'll see what happens.
Well, let's just hope. Well, I'm gonna hope, because I know you're not, that Matt doesn't get killed because
Wait,
he will
no.
join the
I'm
ranks.
sorry, I couldn't keep that in. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my God. No, that's all I had. And more
Okay.
benzo, please. Thank you.
You mean Bonenzo?
Benzo. I'm saying benzo because you say benenzo and I think
Whatever,
of
it's Bonenzo.
bonanza.
You're welcome.
Yes, more Bonnie and Enzo, please.
Thank you. And
Less Damon
move the
reading
plot.
Fifty Shades.
Move the plot, please.
Oh God.
That's all I
Well,
asked.
yeah, that's. I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see where they're going, but so far I'm kind of like iffy.
It's just not that great for me, but we'll wait, I guess.
I think if they left it where they're feeding these wicked souls to whatever, just some person, I think it wouldn't be as weird to me, but it's like the whole hell and devil thing. It's like, I don't know, it seems like too much of a, I don't know if I want to say a stretch. It's just, I don't know, it's weird.
It's just too much. There's too much mythology here, and we want to get back to the supernatural element.
Yes. There you go.
Exactly.
It's like the whole Cade thing. I mean, that's kind of interesting, but it's like the idea that he's the devil and there's hell and whatever. I don't know. Just that part of it kind of takes me out of the interesting factor.
Yeah.
But
So we shall see this week. I think, doesn't the show come back this week or next week?
I believe it's this week. I think it is.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, I think it is because I think they did say December 1st. I can look it up real quick. Let's see.
We shall see, and that is that. That's all I got to say about that, as far as Gump would say.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully the twins are gonna come and kill everybody.
If you can have some awesome like killer twins, then yeah, I'll be interested. But other than that,
Okay, let's
all right.
see. Oh my God. Okay, whatever. We'll post
Well,
it.
it's coming back soon,
Yes.
and we'll be back to recap it. But for now, we're gonna sit and ponder about these darn twins, these darn sirens, and how the heck is Matt still alive? So, while we do that, you can check us out on social media. I'm on Twitter, and Instagram at Keisha Mays, and my website is keishahatchett.com. Kristen, where can people find you?
You can find me on accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter at thisiskristen_, Tumblr at thisiskristen84, and by the way, it is December 2nd, so it'll be back on Friday.
Alrighty then. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.